Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
I just got a call from Mr. Benson, the owner at 488 Oak Street, where we're doing that big interior renovation. He was a little upset. He says the wrong colour countertop has been installed in his kitchen.
That's strange. I placed the order for that countertop myself. It was white marble, if I remember correctly. I'd better order a replacement immediately.
Okay, I'll call Mr. Benson back and let him know we're ordering him a new one right away.
Number 32. Who is Mr. Benson? Number 33. Why did Mr. Benson call? Number 34. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Lucia. I think we're almost ready for the cooking class tomorrow. We have a lot of people signed up, even though it's the first one we've held here at the store.
I know. I really hope this will help boost our sales. The chef teaching the class will be using a lot of the equipment we sell here in the store, so hopefully the students will buy it to use at home.
Yes, you're right. Oh, that reminds me. We got a shipment of new cookware this morning. I'll go put everything on the shelves now.
Number 35. What is taking place tomorrow? Number 36. What does the woman hope will happen? Number 37. What does the man say he will do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Dave, have you had a chance to meet Yan Mei Li, the new head of marketing, yet?
No, I haven't had time. I was busy with the launch of our new smartphone last week. Have you met her?
Yeah, she seems very approachable. Her last job was with a computer manufacturer, so I think she's a really good fit for the company. So, how did the new product launch go?
Really well. We started in Europe, and we'll expand to North America. I'm actually going there next week.
Number 38. According to the speakers, what happened last week? Number 39. What industry do the speakers work in? Number 40. What will the man do next week? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jinsung. Oh, I was wondering, have you noticed how cold it's been here in the coffee shop lately?
Actually, yes. I wonder if it's because the side door hasn't been closing properly. That door should close automatically. Maybe a hinge is broken or needs to be adjusted.
Well, I'm really concerned about the temperature. Our customers don't want to sit in a cold coffee shop. I'll try to get a repair person to come and fix it today.
Actually, you don't need to call. I used to work at a hardware store.
Number 41. Where do the speakers work? Number 42. Why is the woman concerned? Number 43. What does the man imply when he says,
I used to work at a hardware store.
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi. I saw an advertisement for the PicEasy camera in today's newspaper, but the price shown on the display here in your store is different than what was listed in the ad.
Oh, okay. My manager here can help you. Mr. Jensen?
Sure. Sorry about the confusion. That camera just went on sale today, and we haven't changed the price on our display yet.
Oh, that's good to hear. I'd like to buy it then.
Great. And that camera comes with a 2-year warranty, but for another $25, you can extend it to 5 years. Would you like to do that?
Number 44. What product are the speakers discussing? Number 45. What problem does the woman mention? Number 46. What does the manager offer the woman? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, I finished examining your teeth. Everything looks healthy. Do you have any concerns?
Yes, actually. It's nothing serious, but sometimes my teeth hurt a little when I brush them.
Maybe you're brushing too hard, or you're using the wrong type of toothbrush. I have a pamphlet about that. Here you go. This has some useful recommendations.
Thanks, I'll read it. And by the way, I recently moved, so I need to update my patient file.
Okay. Please give your new address to our receptionist on your way out.
Number 47. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 48. What does the man give to the woman? Number 49. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Charlie. This is Cora from Thomasville Marketing. We're impressed with your qualifications, and we'd like to offer you the position at our Chicago office.
Thank you. That's exciting news. Moving to Chicago would be a big decision for me, though, so I'll need to think about it.
Well, we'd really like to fill the position this week.
Okay, I understand.
If you accept the position, we'd like you to come to Chicago soon to meet the team you'd be working with. And, of course, Thomasville Marketing always pays for business-related air travel and taxi expenses.
Number 50. What type of business does the woman work for? Number 51. What does the woman mean when she says,
"We'd really like to fill the position this week"?
Number 52. According to the woman, what does the company always pay for? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Kamiko, what are you posting on the notice board?
Hi, Amelia. I'm organizing a company team for a charity event next weekend. It's a 10-kilometer run through the city. The money raised will be used for a neighborhood playground.
Sounds good. By the way, I usually run with some of our colleagues during lunch. I'll talk to them tomorrow about joining the team.
Great. Thanks, Amelia. We need 10 people to make a full team.
Hey, there's Martin. He likes running too. Martin, want to join our team? We're participating in a 10-kilometer run for charity. It's next weekend.
Next weekend? I wish I could. But I'll be in Washington for a conference then.
Number 53. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Number 54. What does Amelia offer to do tomorrow? Number 55. Why will the man be in Washington? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
John, a customer is looking for this winter boot in a size 10. Could you find that for me, please?
Actually, I'm just finishing my shift now.
I'd really appreciate it if you could get this one last thing before you go.
Okay, sure. Oh, last time I was in the stockroom, I noticed that we've sold out of a lot of sizes in this style. I'll go look, but it might be a good idea to ask the customer if she'd be interested in a different style.
Number 56. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 57. Why does the man decline the woman's request at first? Number 58. What does the man say about an item? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Sorensen, it's Tony Reed calling from eEnergy Insight. I appreciate having the opportunity to tell you about our energy management software.
Sure. As the manager of a large bank, I know that our energy bills are quite substantial. We're always looking for ways to cut energy costs.
Well, our software automatically controls the lighting, heating, and cooling of multiple rooms, as well as the energy needed for operating machines. It redirects the energy where it's needed so that there's no waste.
Interesting. Would it be possible for you to give us a demonstration of how it all works?
Number 59. Why is the man calling? Number 60. What does the woman say she is interested in? Number 61. What does the woman request? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Thanks for calling the Forrester Hotel. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm arranging the annual awards banquet for my company. I checked your website. Can I reserve the Rose Hall for May 15th?
Let me check the schedule. I'm afraid the Rose Hall's unavailable that day. The Sunflower Hall is available. It's $50 more expensive than the Rose Hall, but it's larger.
That's okay. The Sunflower Hall should be fine. I also had a question about food for the dinner. Can you recommend a good caterer?
Oh, I'd recommend Sammy's Catering. It's popular because of the variety of vegetarian options they offer.
Number 62. What event is the man calling about? Number 63. Look at the graphic. How much will the man's reservation cost? Number 64. According to the woman, why is a catering business popular? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and bar graph.
Michelle, thanks for agreeing to lead this afternoon's meeting with me. One topic I think we should discuss with the staff is factory productivity, We haven't met our quotas for light bulbs for a few months.
I know. Productivity hasn't been stable recently. We had a month of strong production, but the next month was the lowest we've had in a year.
Right. So at today's meeting, let's focus on the month when productivity was very low.
I know that our bulb manufacturing machines broke down several times that month. We should probably have all of them inspected.
I agree. What else should we discuss at the staff meeting?
Number 65. What will the speakers do this afternoon? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which month do the speakers agree to discuss? Number 67. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hi, Corey. I wanted to talk to you about the way we currently conduct hiring for the firm. I was thinking that we could reduce our workload in the human resources department by reducing the number of steps in the hiring process.
Well, we have to be sure we hire the right people. We can't eliminate the phone call. That's the best way to decide who we should bring in for interviews. But we could stop doing a group interview.
I agree. Honestly, those haven't provided much information about job candidates in the past.
Good point.
Okay. Let's work on a presentation to show Mr. Kobayashi our idea.
All right.
Number 68. According to the woman, what is the benefit of changing a process? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which step do the speakers agree should be removed? Number 70. What will the speakers do next?